there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Now, I've told the cabin crew today on Allan Air to stand straight, look sharp and be on their best behaviour as we have a big hunking slab of Hollywood beef on board today. This wonderful actor and singer has been in Beauty and the Beast, The Hobbit, Dracula Untold, The Pembrokeshire Murders and also one of my favourite series on Netflix, The Alienist. God, I love that show. Please welcome on board the divine Luke Evans.
Final boarding call for Mr. Luke Evans. Mr. Luke Evans, this is the final boarding call for Mr. Luke Evans. Mr. Luke Evans!
Mr. Luke Evans!
Thank you.
Luke, my love.
Hello, love.
Hello. Now, listen, you are perfect for this podcast because you love travel, don't you?
I do. I love a bit of travelling. I mean, I do it for work, and then when I'm not working, I'm travelling for fun.
Yeah. Now, I was so jealous of you. Everyone else is in lockdown. You're in Sydney. Your photos of you in Speedos got me through lockdown. Seriously, do you know what? You're like the fourth emergency service. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I did it for you, Alan. And only for you.
But you went everywhere.
You know when everything sort of calmed down again in about May, June?
And then we all thought it was going to be over, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right. And I took then the first flight out to Ibiza. And I spent some time there. And then from Ibiza, I went to Australia. So I don't know how I did it. It was all legal.
There was no loopholes.
Not because I was anything special.
There's no police in that downstairs toilet. We're not going to do a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, I've got a tag on my ankle now, but nothing to do with that. And I ended up in Australia. And it was just an amazing job.
Yeah.
I mean, Byron Bay. Have you been to Byron Bay?
Gorgeous.
And I wasn't there as a tourist. I was there working, and we were there for 5 months. So, you know, you had a beautiful house there.
Because I picture on Instagram, your garden, that view.
It was incredible. Yeah. Oh. It was on top of a mountain. It was an area called Myokum, which is just, you know the farm, the restaurant, the farm just outside Byron? It's very famous. It's got like chickens and pigs and lots of animals around. And then I lived just behind that on this hill. Oh. And you could see the sea, Mount Warning, the hinterland. And I mean, it was amazing. I mean, at night, by the way, you literally, for the first 3 weeks, I couldn't sleep because they'd be like possums and every animal, every noise, scratching, like everything.
Because if you go to New Zealand, if you've been to New Zealand, they don't have any of those creatures, you know, those like, what's it called, those spiders and snakes.
Yeah, the huntsmen and all that. I think it's still a fact that there's not one poisonous creature in New Zealand. No. Australia's got them all.
I know, poor buggers. What's the chances of that?
I know, and there was a lot of them. I did see a huntsman one day, that big one, size of my face.
Oh, God, don't.
And as you walk towards it, they like sort of bend back, ready to pounce on you, so you know to walk away, and they go so fast.
Oh,
it's just giant.
That makes me sick.
Yeah, and there was a woman that came to clean the house, and the morning that I saw her, and I was like, her name was Shanti, and she's like, oh, my God, it's just a spider. I'm like, I've read about these things. They attack you and they run faster than you can walk. And she went and pulled it by the leg and pulled it onto the floor.
You're going to have to stop. Don't, because I remember Arachnophobia. Do you remember that film? Still shits me up.
It landed on the floor and ran straight back into my bedroom and I couldn't find it. I had to move room,
I would move, yeah.
Yeah, move house. You'd be moving house, love.
I'd be back on that plane to England. I'd put a spider under my bed. So that's right. Yeah. You're very all outdoorsy as well, because sometimes you're on a horse. I've been stalking you on Instagram,
I can tell,
all your pictures and everything. But what's this about the... You're always on the horse. You like outdoorsy things.
I do,
You're on a boat.
On a boat.
Was you being paid by the Australian Tourist Board? Because...
they should have fucking been.
I was going to say, love.
Yeah, I mean...
It looked like heaven.
I was hoping for like one of those honorary residencies, but no, I didn't get any of that. No, I just thought, you know what? It's a lovely place. I did feel at some point... I'm going to lose a lot of friends over these pinches because everybody else is at home
in the wet, locked at home.
And I was
rubbing
thinking,
up against a patio heater like this, you know, in the backyard, like with one person. Because everyone started getting a bit, didn't they? COVID, there were people were shopping friends. It was like really bad, weren't it? Naughty
it wasn't stuff. Nice. But yeah, it was. I just was very lucky to be there and I embraced everything I could do and had the best time. Yeah.
Do you do anything like, did you go and see where they film Neighbours and stuff like that? Do you anything do that kind of thing or is it all outdoorsy?
I did go to the beach where Home and Away was based.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. It's so exciting. I don't even watch Home and Away. I was like, oh my God. I don't even see it. It's a gorgeous place.
Like, it's such a beautiful part of like the northern, it's quite north above Sydney, but stunning. Yeah.
Speaking of Australia, the last time I've seen you sort before, but the main time I bumped into you, do you remember that Kylie gig at the Ivy?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. I didn't know I was going to be quite where her routine was going to be. Mm. And I'm sitting there, I had this awful jumper on. And then I didn't know she was going to do spinning around me. It looked like I'd at a harvester eating me dinner. And I got the worst photo of me looking at like, why are you doing this? As if she's just come in and gone, oh, there's Alan Carr, I'll piss him off. And she's amazing, isn't she?
I love her so much. Yeah, she's just a lovely human being, and she's always been so nice to me over the years.
Oh,
she sat on the bar between me and my mate, and she sang next to me. There's a brilliant picture. I've got it. Yeah, I've got it framed. No, but no, she's wonderful, and she's been very supportive of me as well because I released an album.
Yes, at the end
of
2019
at last, yeah.
Oh, first time ever I saw your face. Oh. That song, you sing it so beautifully.
Oh,
I love
you.
That song.
My favourite song. Yeah. Roberta Flack followed me after I sang.
Wow.
That was a moment. Yeah. Oh. I was like, wow. That was super nice.
I remember watching that film, was it Play Misty for me? And that was the song on it. And the Clint Eastwood film. Oh, so.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the way she sings it as well, like, it's phenomenal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, you obviously, like you said, you do a lot of travelling when you're filming and everything. Now, you're in The Hobbit, weren't you?
I was.
Now, there's two camps. There's people actually who went to New Zealand to film it, and then there's a lot of green screen in it.
Yeah.
Did you go anywhere amazing?
Oh, yeah. Loads
of places. Oh, you went? Because some people don't go anywhere, do they?
No. I went a lot of places. In fact, most of us went to beautiful places when we were there. Because it wasn't all green screen. That's a modern misconception, is that the word?
Yes.
For people that, you know, they see these films, they see how, you know, it looks massive. Obviously, the dragon wasn't there and stuff like that. But
what?
No. Didn't exist.
Bloody it was. Hell. I wanted to meet that. I was going to ask, what's that dragon like? Is he nice?
He's Benedict in a lizard suit, and which I'm sure he kept. It was like Lake Town where I worked. Mm. That was the biggest set structure that they'd ever built in that studio, and they've built a lot of stuff in that place. Mm. And you could walk around it. I mean, I walked my mum and dad around it, and it took us like an hour. There was bridges and spires and full rivers and steam and ice and it's magical.
Oh,
magical
amazing.
World. Yeah, I loved every minute.
One of my other favourite things you've been is The Alienist. Now, I know that has to be CGI because that's well old.
We shot that in Budapest and, again, they built the biggest stage, outdoor stage, that they'd ever built of a city in Budapest.
So it's New York. So it's real-ish.
Yeah. We had seven streets and you could do a travelling shot for just under 2 minutes before you had to cut because you'd see ends of streets. So that's how cleverly built it was. But it was massive.
Because you can see the coaches going along. You've got the dogs running, the geese and all that.
It was incredible.
Yeah?
Tenement blocks and they could make it from summer to winter, you know. And then night shoots were amazing because you'd have fire and people wandering around in these dark alleys. And it was It was really special. There was no need to imagine what it was like, because as long as you didn't look up and see the cameras or the lights above
you.
As long as you stayed within the first three stories of a building, you could believe you were there.
Well, there's like a Pret a
Manger
on the third block. And
no, Pret. Yeah. They weren't around in 87, 97.
Weren't they? Wow. No. That dragon don't exist. There's no Pret.
I'm not ruining it.
And listen, we've got to mention this as well. And you're going to, I bet this is all CGI'd. Pembrokeshire Murders. Can you imagine if that was all made? Oh, no, I've never there. Never went to Wales.
Yeah, none of that exists.
It's all, that must have been nice to go back to Wales.
Well, Pembrokeshire's gorgeous. Like, ooh, a really beautiful place in Wales. As the coastline is stunning. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's, if you don't want to catch a plane and, you know, risk you getting COVID in another country, I would say pop to Pembrokeshire during the summer months and see that, because they have a beautiful coastal path, breathtaking beaches.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. You see like whales and dolphins seals and big, you know, hairy Welsh people on the beach trying to catch a tan.
What's your earliest memory then at holiday, and where did you go?
Well, we used to go...
Ooh, lightning.
Oh, did you? That's before I mentioned my story.
Yeah.
It was a dark, winter's night when we pulled the caravan out of the garage. It was a Sprite 20. It slept three people. David, Yvonne and Luke. We always caravan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my whole family didn't have much money. We used to caravan with my mum's twin sister's family.
Yeah.
They had three kids, and we'd go to like the Forest of Dean or the New Forest, we became really popular. We really liked this place called Aberaeron, which was just below Aberystwyth on the coast.
Yeah.
And we'd pop up there maybe like three, four times a year. Mm. You know, listen to ABBA all the way up, listen to Queen all the way back down.
Oh, fantastic.
And we'd mix it up sometimes, do the other way around.
You're crazy. Oh, your family really are cray-cray.
Mental. Mental. But no, it was lush, you know. I mean, and I still have a fondness for caravans. I mean, I want to go on one of those. I want to take like a camper van.
Yeah.
And do somewhere, you know, maybe like across America or New Zealand. Or,
and all
that. You know, a nice one. Not too big, but, you know, a little more comfort than...
You should have the Big Sur. If you must have done that LA to San Francisco. That's amazing.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, American, like, the nature of America and the landscapes, how dramatic they are. Even from the sky, if you fly across America and you've got, no clouds. The things that you see out the window, it's breathtaking.
And those national parks are as big as England.
Yeah.
They're as big as England, love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tricia here, your head air stewardess, and this is just to let you know that we will be shortly going through a brief spell of lightning, but there is nothing to be scared of. Oh my God, it's just in the plane!
So tell us somewhere in Wales, because who else was mentioned Aberystwyth we had in here? Tom Jones!
Tom.
Well, of course, we talked about Wales, weren't it? Did you ever go Abersock? Was that too posh for you?
Abersock. It's funny because Abba means mouth. So I don't know what sock means, but I always think it's like sock in mouth. So it doesn't have anything to do with it. But anyway, I should know it being Welsh, but I have no idea. No, I'm sure I've been there.
We're treating you like a Welsh Google. We're asking, really, what's this mean? Give me a chance.
Never been to Abersock. No. Nothing to say about Abersock. Tenby's nice.
Oh, I've been to Tenby. I went on a stand-up comedy course there in Tenby.
Did you?
Yes, I did my first ever stand-up there in like a little pub.
It's very pretty there.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I love it. It's got a gorgeous little harbour, all little sort of pastel-coloured buildings. And, yeah, it's lush.
Tell us now about the most luxurious hotel you've ever stayed in. We want unadulterated decadence. That's what we want. And I always use this as an example. We had Robbie Williams on here. He was in a sauna, didn't he? And it came out of the ceiling and you had 360 degree and then it came back in the room. That's the kind of shit. I got chocolate on my pillow. I want, you had a whole box of celebrations. I want, you know, come on. I want
hotel
or experience.
Oh, I can give you a holiday.
Yeah,
what
tell
about
me.
Holiday?
Yeah, we want glamour, so, glitz, so, Hollywood. We want Hollywood.
All right, so there's only one time of the year which I can definitely guarantee I won't be working, and that's Christmas, because they can't pay us because you'd have to pay like double, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to work at Christmas Eve.
No.
So, and when you've been in the theatre for as long as I was, and then you go into film and television, you realise everybody stops working at Christmas. It's like, this is amazing. I can actually book something and I won't have to cancel it.
Yeah, oh my God.
So the last couple of years, I've got a couple of friends that are always up for a trip. And I said, this is going to be a big one. So we went with our friends who had a birthday in Tulum in Mexico, which is fabulous. And we were there just before Christmas, and then we left them, and then we went to Panama, where we had another friend, and we met some friends from Italy there, and we spent like a week there, and then we left our friends, me and my mate Tim, and we went to the Galapagos Islands, stopping in Ecuador on the way.
Oh, this is...
And it was magical, and we spent Christmas Day...
Can I just say, this is pissing all over Robbie Williams' 360-degree
hey,
oh no.
It's good.
Walking bath, or where it is.
Hey, Alan, I'm only halfway through it. It gets better.
Oh my God.
So... Then we left Galapagos. We spent Christmas Day in the Galapagos Islands.
Oh.
And then on Boxing Day, we flew to... Where did we fly to? We went from there to Cartagena in Colombia, which is this beautiful, coastal, very old Spanish colonial town, which is amazing. Like, a stunning, stunning place. And then 16 of my friends flew from New York, from London, from Australia. And there were 16 of us, and we took over this old, old house in the middle of this village. And we spent New Year's Eve celebrating with these amazing music, Colombian, celebration. It was phenomenal. And then I'd been gifted... from a film that I did, I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but it had done very, very well. Okay. And as a gift, I mean, this doesn't happen very often, the producers for our Christmas present given everybody air miles on a private jet company. So I called up the private jet company as a surprise for my friends, and I thought, they're never going to give me this. I said, could you fly us from Cartagena to Vegas? And they said, yeah, we can do that. So they flew all of me and my friends on a private jet to Vegas. And I'd met Celine Dion earlier that year.
I love this story.
It's getting
this is the best story I've ever heard.
Celine Dion, I'd met her. She'd asked to use our images from Beauty and the Beast in her Vegas show because she was going to sing the song Evermore from the show.
She owes you.
She owes it. I said, and I said, well, I said, absolutely, you can use it, of course. And I said, just say, if ever I'm in Vegas, can I come and see your show? And obviously they said, yes, whenever you want. So I thought, I'm going to give her a call. So I called up and I said, hey, I'm coming to Vegas. I was wondering if I could get some tickets for your show. She said, yes, how many do you want? Not her, obviously, her assistant. And I said, I need about 16 of them. And she was like, I thought there was a bit of a silent return. There was a bit of a silence. And then phone bags, they said, yeah, absolutely. So I took all my friends, private jet to Vegas, and they went in, and we met Celine. She gave us a private meeting before the show.
Wow.
It was epic, yeah. And then I went to LA and did the Golden Globes. Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
All in one trip, yeah. It was a lot. I mean, I was scrambling for clean underwear by the end of it. Do you know what I mean? But,
I bet you stank in that Celine Dion audience.
Rotten I was.
She's trying to think, my art will go on, and there's this stench from unclean.
Stinking a seal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put on your seatbelts as we're about to arrive in Vegas, home of Celine Dion.
Do you complain a lot when you're in a hotel? Do you ever like...
No, I'm very grateful, as long as it's not absolute shithole, you know what I mean? If it is, then...
Oh, no, yeah, we're not trying to stitch anyone up or anything, but just like sometimes it has to be, you know, smoky room. I hate smoky room.
Oh, no,
room.
I could, no. If
I
there
will
was
complain.
A smell of smoke, no, absolutely not.
Disgusting. That is the least they can do.
What about, noise, I can't bear that. Everything's got to work, you know.
Of course.
Especially if you pay for it in this expensive room and you don't get what they're telling you it's for, you know, what you're getting
I
for your
like
money.
I don't like when they stick all those cushions on the bed.
Oh, you don't?
You know, like, you've got to take them all out. I mean, if you are suffering from insomnia, you ain't by the time you've got 27 cushions off the bloody side. It's true.
Oh, and I don't like feather pillows.
No.
They make me... They're flat by the morning, and I'm like, got a stiff neck. Give me a synthetic any day.
Well, if you stay in a posh hotel, don't you get the... sometimes you have a pillow menu. You do sound like a dick, but you get in the one... Oh, look.
Oh, yeah.
I've changed, baby. I've changed. I've changed. That's me, love.
In upper class, we will be handing out a pillow menu for your perusal. In premium economy, we will be handing out pillows. In economy, we'll be handing out rocks for you to place your head on. Thank you.
So what do you take on holiday with you?
I can't pack light. I prefer to have options of everything. So essential things, I guess, toiletries is a big thing.
Of course. You know. What about charger? Do you hate your charger?
Oh, I've got a bag like this.
I've left a charger in every hotel room I've ever been in.
That's a little gift.
Yeah, here you go, please. My charger
take
is your
my
charger.
iPhone wire. Yeah, I mean, there's certain things you always... Yeah, I always have a bag of wires, which I literally go everywhere with. Battery packs as well to charge
very
your phones, because
yeah,
you know
yeah.
you never want to run out.
No, because you want to piss us all off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thinking of you, Alan, always. And what else? A candle. Always take a candle with me.
That's yeah. Fun, yeah.
Yeah. I got
diptyque, a bit of diptyque. I might get some free shit.
Diptyque is fantastic.
Diptyque's always good.
And Cire Trudon is very nice as well.
Oh, they're expensive. Yeah,
they
are
very expensive. Oh, you won't be getting any of them.
No,
there'd be no gift.
Be a Glade plug in, though, in my life. One of those Alpine fresheners you put in your car.
They should collab.
Where's the worst? No, this is not slagging in off, but no. has there been an experience you've had where a destination or a place you've gone to and it hasn't been, it's not been shit, but just hasn't been the best?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. And the only place I remember, I don't know whether it was the place or it was just the people, but it was Mykonos. I didn't enjoy it. Because I felt like, firstly, everything was like massively overpriced. You felt like you were being fleeced right, left and centre. But
fans
I didn't like
of
the
this
people.
Podcast will know about me, Whispering Angel. Now, when I went there when I worked at Barclaycard about 20 years ago, it was about 5p. You go there now, it's like 70, 80 quid.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Yeah.
It's not even worth the hangover now.
I always say to my friends, you drink enough Whispering Angel, you end up becoming a screaming demon.
Oh, I love
good at that. There's one in all of us, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I just the people, I just...
Bad attitude,
lots of money and no respect for anyone. And, they, you know, the more you paid, the closer you got to the water. I mean, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm not here to, you know...
Yeah.
That's not... The water is free and we should all be able to sit by the water. But, you know, I had a terrible experience there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also,
but maybe I'll go back and go to, like, I don't know, stay away from all of that. But the little town is pretty. But, yeah, it didn't leave a good memory.
It has changed. I mean, whether that's for the worse or not and stuff. But, I mean, I've said this before, and that drag show that happens at Jackie O, they don't warn you that there is a drag show. So you'll be sitting there, I'll be having a second bottle of Whispering Angel. I go, God, that's an ugly looking woman. And then next thing you know, they're miming to Simply the Best. And, oh, it's a Tina Turner. But you know, he does it. They need to warn you.
Yes, it's always wise.
Where do you see yourself? So we fast forward now to 100. You're 100.
Oh, Christ.
Where do you sit? Where's your dream location? Where do you see yourself? Is it in Wales, in Abersock, even though you've never been there?
I don't know
what it means.
Sock in mouth.
Where would you live?
Well, 5 years ago, I bought a house in Ibiza.
Oh, lovely.
Because I wanted to go somewhere I could fly regularly, easy flights from London. And Ibiza was the place. So I bought an old villa and spent the last 4 years doing it up.
Oh.
Because I love the island. Not because everybody goes, oh, you like to party.
No.
That's a very small part of the island. Mm. The island is beautiful. And in the winter as well, it's stunning and very quiet, which is also very nice. And I'm happiest when I'm by a beach and by the sea. And I love the noise of the ocean and the sound of nature around me. And I love it there very much.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe another island somewhere. But I see myself being by the sea, which is weird because I'm from the valleys. You know, I'm from it's just coal and rock and sheep. Do you know what I mean? But I am happiest when I'm by the ocean.
Yeah.
So I think by that point, you know, I'll be either, hopefully, if I've got any money left, living on a beach somewhere.
The way you're holidaying around the world with Celine Dion and the way your New Year's Eve parties, I think you're going to be.
I probably won't. That was the peak.
But you know about Ibiza, they say, isn't it? It brings out the best in you or the worst.
Mm.
And I've had two different Ibiza.
Completely.
I have gone party, party, party. And then I have gone there. And, you know, you do get up and do the yoga and the juicing and all that.
And the longer you go, like the more people the locals, when you meet the locals and they take you, that no one knows about this restaurant. You go walk driving through this forest, and then you end up in this little rocky outcrop with a little shack.
Yeah.
And you eat whatever they've caught that day, and
yeah.
and you're with just locals. And when you get to know them,
yeah.
you have a very different experience. But it's a bit like anywhere in the world, isn't it? When you
I
get
know.
To know the locals, yeah. it's just like a lovely experience. It's completely
local
different.
Knowledge, can you?
No, no. So that's a nice place.
Welcome to Ibiza. Ibiza, Ibiza. We're in Ibiza.
And do you experiment when you're away? I mean, with food and everything, are you a bit...
Or... Oh, no, I'll try anything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
proper
yeah.
Proper street food and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah. We went to India a couple of years ago, and everybody was like, oh, you're going to get Delhi belly, you know, they say that. And I said to Esme, I said, that shouldn't stop us from trying all the different flavours, because everything's so full of flavour there.
Yeah.
We didn't get sick once.
No.
Not once. Ate everything. And I think, you know, you just got to go for it.
Yeah, I went there and I didn't get the shits at all.
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking to you as if I went with her.
Did he? Is he lying?
And what is on your wish list? What's on your wish list? Where do you want to go? Because you have been sort of everywhere, haven't you?
Well, I'll tell you where I'm off now, next week. I'm doing a show for Apple. And I'm off to Colombia for 7 months. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in the jungle. Yeah, shooting in the jungle. Crazy.
That's amazing.
It's going to be a very intense experience, but yeah, I'm yeah. really excited about it. But yeah, so that's going to be, I mean, this is not obviously by choice,
no.
But it'll be an experience. I mean, like, God knows what it's going to be like, and the weather and the humidity and the,
yeah.
it's the Amazon, basically, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that, who knows? I mean, I'd like to go spend some time in my house in Ibiza. I haven't been there
I've
for 2 years.
7 months of you being in a jungle, you want to come back and sort of
Yeah.
A bit normality, really? Or?
Yeah, well, I think I will be by then. I think, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? Because success comes with, you know, it's not always yeah. great because you want to have a little bit of normality. But yeah, that's the life
you
have of
to
an
make
actor.
Hey, while the sun shines, you
exactly.
know, it's like this actor. What was the thing I saw you ages ago at the Don Mar Warehouse with Sue Johnston?
Oh, Small Change.
Yes.
That play changed my life.
Yes.
Changed my life, yeah. That was the thing that everybody saw, casting directors, and that was when I did my first movie audition. And that was when I was 28, and by 29, I was in my first movie.
Isn't it funny you, and because I didn't know what you was playing,
no.
but I remember you. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
that star quality, and I remembered you. And then when I've seen you, I said, I've seen him, and then it finally...
God,
isn't it funny?
So Kylie came to that night.
Did she?
She came, because I'd just been in Rent and played Roger in Rent.
Yes, yes.
And her friend, Will Baker, had directed it. And so I'd met her through that, and then she came to the opening night to support me, which I was like, literally, I was like...
Oh, know. She's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, she was. And it was a very important play for me. But yeah. Oh, good memory.
I know. But then when you see someone and then you think, oh, he's going to be huge. He's going to be amazing.
Anyway. He's going to have amazing holidays.
He's going to. I'm going to want to be his friend so I can come on these holidays. And then before we get to the quick fire round, obviously about your singing, is there any place, any venue in the world you've been to and you say, I want to sing here?
I wouldn't mind like singing centre stage at somewhere really ridiculous, like the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be bloody terrifying, but I think I'd give it a go. I'd
you've
love that.
Been to Verona?
I have been to Verona. That's
theater.
Stunning, yeah. No, that I could do that as well. That's
yeah, do
close second.
Yeah. I'll ring up and tell them the news.
Yeah.
You're close second.
I did the Royal Albert Hall a couple of years ago for the Queen's birthday, and they did a big party, and I got to sing on stage. That and that was very special. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Carnegie Hall. That'd be amazing. With all these amazing places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of places.
You know, you talk about Australia. It's weird with Sydney. When I went there as a backpacker, you know, the money was crap and all that, and I never really got to see anything at Sydney Opera House. But on the last tour, I got the chance to perform there, and it's one of those weird showbiz, you know. Sometimes it really pisses you off, and then sometimes you go, this is amazing, this is lovely.
That's really special.
It is special. A little bragging for me there.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Thank you.
Anyway, right, here we go. This is your, this is ridiculous. This is Fast and Furious. You don't even make sense.
Oh, Christ.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Mint tea or mojito?
Mojito.
Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Nudist.
I knew you, and I can't answer anymore because it is just a quick fire. Damn you. Beach bum, culture vulture.
Beach bum.
I could answer these for you. Back to our cabana for a party or back off, I'm on my Olibobs?
Straight back to mine.
Factor 50 or chip fat? Yeah, what do you like that? Because you are around all the time and you don't want to lose those good looks.
50,
Luke.
50 all the way. People always say, he always looks red in his pictures, but it's not about that. It's just I do go red because I'm Welsh, but I don't burn.
You don't
just
burn.
Just because I'm a bit hot, that's all. Been out in it all day.
Well,
what do you expect?
A bit hot looking at the photos, like. Maybe I need some factor 50. Honeymoon suite or hammock? Can you rough
hammock.
It?
Hammock.
You can.
Oh, I love a hammock.
Yeah. You've got no back fat. Mine looks like a waffle.
Like, bubble wrap.
Honestly, it's like hanging through the gaps in the hammock. Disgusting. And this next one, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Now, this is like, you know when you've had good service all week and you think, I'll never see him again. You're not like that, are you?
No. You always got a tip. I even tip my Deliveroo and my...
Because
you've
got to
do it. Because obviously they're not going to know whether you've tipped or you've not until they've left, but... I just think, you know what? Was a couple of quid?
I know.
One turned up today. She looked like a drowned rat lover, as did my food. But that wasn't her fault. There's been thunder and lightning all day. But I thought, you know what? You got to give her a tip.
You've got to, come on.
And they're not well-dressed. They never, got proper waterproofs on. Turn up in their bicycle. I just feel like, shocking. No, a little tip, means nothing.
Eating your time meal if they're cycling or paving, giving them no money. I mean, what kind of arsehole does that?
Yeah, exactly.
Crying,
and let's say, after the last year, without them, we would have had, what would we do? Sausage and chips every night.
Well, this is what makes me laugh about COVID. I mean, this wonderful opportunity for everyone to learn how to cook. No, Deliveroo!
Yeah.
I'll just get someone on a bike to deliver it. Fuck it. Yeah, I couldn't even learn how to make a chilli. Luke Evans. Love you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Are so interesting and it's been so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, I absolutely love Luke Evans. I'm such a huge fan and it was a real privilege to have him on. So thank you so much, Luke. If you have got Netflix, check out The Alienist. It's one of my favourite shows. Absolutely love it. And he's coming up in a show called 9 Perfect Strangers, where he stars opposite Nicole Kidman and Melissa McCarthy. And that comes out on the 18th of August on Hulu. And it's not to be missed. It looks absolutely sensational. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We love the fact that you keep coming back to listen. Please rate us 5 stars. If you don't like it, sling Europe. We don't need you.